You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Hey there, what's up? It's Shalene Johnson, the host of Build Your Tribe. First, I want to say thank you to everyone who left me messages letting me know how much you appreciated getting the information, what you needed to know about protecting yourself online. This is new. So if you think this doesn't apply to you, if you think you're all locked down, trust me, unless you've made some major changes in the last 3 months, you are likely not protected. In the last 3 months, pretty much everything has changed. Right down to the vulnerability of your iCloud account, your passwords, all of your social media accounts, everything, it's all changed in just the last 3 months. If you haven't done a complete overhaul, I recommend that you go back and listen to those episodes I did after having my own account hacked. I have both my Instagram and my Twitter. That's what I've made public. But let me just say, far more has transpired since that time that I am not able to share with you. But it's not been fun. It's been incredibly costly. And I just have to say, this does affect you. It has nothing to do with whether you're high profile or have a lot of followers or big social media accounts. You've got to make these changes. Just as I went down to record today, I got an urgent message from a friend of a friend who had a Facebook account that had been hacked. Over 250,000 followers on their page, and sure enough, they got in through social engineering. My friends, it's affecting everyone. It was the lead story on 60 Minutes tonight. So I'm not going to tell you that I'm done talking about this. I'm going to continually remind you that it's a must. It's something you must be responsible for today, because times have changed. And if we're going to live on the internet, if we have the privilege of building these incredible lives for ourselves by creating wealth and creating opportunities and so much more online, well, we've got to take the good with the bad. And that just means we have to be smart. We have to keep ourselves educated, and we have to take the steps we need to in order to do that. I've just returned from Marketing Impact Academy Live. It's our live event. We do it just once a year. This year, the event was at La Costa, an amazing resort in San Diego. And just as I expected, it was mind-blowing because of the people who were there, the attendees, the love, the support. I mean, we make it so fun, legitimately. I mean, marketing events aren't supposed to be fun. Mark my words, you can ask anyone who was there. It's got to be fun, or like, why do it, right? So we have dance parties and people make crazy videos. And most importantly, I make sure that people walk away with just some really, really simple stuff that they've already finished while they are there. That's really important to me because, as you know, when you're away for 3-4 days at a conference, once you get home, you're so far behind, there's really no time to implement a lot of these new ideas. So what I make sure we do is allow for enough time in each session to actually do a lot of that work. And I hope you're really excited because I'm going to share with you today in this episode one of the coolest things you can do right now to get your Facebook page more engagement. Now, for those of you who are Marketing Impact Academy members, you know that the modules are there and we update them regularly. But one thing I really encourage people to do is come to the live event. This year, we had speakers we've never had before, including Amy Porterfield with Facebook Advertising, James Wedmore with How to Use Video, Lewis Howes with How to Build Your Email List Using Webinars, and Natalie Jill, who just crushed it and made it so simple for people to understand how to use Pinterest to build your email list. So I thought to myself, how do I really summarize everything that went down in 4 days? Well, obviously, I can't, right? So if I could just give you one really incredible nugget that helped you to realize, man, I got to be there next year because I want to get, if that's just one little tiny 10-minute nugget out of 4 days worth of content, I need to be at that event live next year. Yes, you do. And here it is, video, specifically video on your Facebook page. Now, just to be clear, we are 100% talking about a like page. And I know what you're thinking, well, I get so much more engagement from my profile page, or does it really matter? Yes, it does. It absolutely does. And each month, we are going to see Facebook placing more and more emphasis on business owners who are using their like page, number one. Number two is you're going to have fewer options when you're using your profile page. And we do know of many people who are getting shut down, having their Facebook access limited because they're trying to do business on their profile page. So how do we get engagement up? And we know one of the main ways to do that is with video. You've heard everybody talking about use video on Facebook. We've done it in so many ways. I'm so excited to talk to you about this. But before I go into depth, I want you to know about the secret sauce. What the heck? Yeah, totally. And I can promise you this works, at least right now. And I have to say that. I have to put that little disclaimer in there because y'all know that Facebook likes to change stuff like every 2 seconds. But at the moment, this is a hot tip that you must apply. So if you're going to be creating video, if you want to be posting video, using video to boost your engagement, to get more likes, to get more eyeballs, and what's the point of that? Not to be popular, but to hopefully drive traffic to your email list. One of the best ways to do that is video. However, I want you to be thinking about what I call priming your page. What does that mean? Well, as we know, the algorithms of Facebook are so advanced that it can pick up on whether you've posted a link in your post, if there's a certain word that you've used in your post that Facebook can tell whenever this word appears in your post, your users, your fans don't necessarily like to see it as often in their newsfeed. Let me give you an example. When I first started doing this podcast or the Chalene Show, I would post updates about the podcast on my Facebook like page. And after a little while, people are like, yeah, we get it. And they were, I assume, hiding that post. Because I could post just about anything and it would get really great reach. I mean, sometimes even into the millions. But if I posted something about my podcast, it was crickets, like almost, you know, maybe 2% reach on that post. I'm like, what in the world is the deal here? What I realized is they were picking up on certain terms like podcast or iTunes, and it's just responding to what my followers and fans do and don't like. So we had to find a workaround because this is really great content, and I just had to figure out a way to make it more interesting, more exciting, and more click-worthy for my Facebook fans. So what we started doing was creating video. I would take just a minute snippet from each audio of the podcast, put together these really great images that made the podcast come alive. So you weren't just listening to the audio, you were actually watching a quick video that we had created using my voice and then images that represented what we were talking about, and the engagement went through the roof. But before that, before you can even try that technique, here's what I'm going to have you do. It's called priming your Facebook page. That means what you're doing is training the algorithms to know, hey, when Susie Smith posts a video to her Facebook like page, her fans want to see it. The way we do that is by training the algorithms. What do you mean by that, Chalene? What I mean by that is embarking on about a 2-week plan to post one incredibly awesome, shareworthy video a day, but not necessarily a video you've created. These can be viral videos. Most importantly, you could use or share videos that are already doing really well on Facebook. So you can go to a video that you can tell has already been viewed a million times, and then when you share it from your Facebook like page, guess what? Yep, you guessed it. If it's an awesome video, people who will watch it just because you've posted it to your feed, right? And then the next day, you're going to post another great video and another great video, and just do one a day for 2 weeks. And what will happen is the algorithms start to shift, and Facebook will pick up on the fact that when this particular account posts a video, her or his followers and fans like to see it. They click on it, they share it, they comment. Now, it doesn't even have to relate to your business. Think about it. You do this all the time. You will click on funny videos that have nothing to do with the page or the business associated with the account that posted it. It's just funny. It's just either hysterical or it's really super inspirational, but it's worth watching. And those are the kind of videos you want to post and share. Then, at the 2-week mark, once you've decided, okay, I'm getting more and more shares and likes and engagement on these interesting videos I'm posting, which may or may not belong to me. And then at that 2-week mark, you've decided I'm going to post a video, my best video, my most share-worthy video to my Facebook wall. At this point, you've already primed your algorithms to pick up on the fact that you're posting a video and people like that, and so they will click on it and share it. Here's the real test, though. You need to post your best video. So you can look at your YouTube account, check out a video maybe you've made recently, and even better than that, I challenge you to make a minute video or something even shorter than that, even 15 seconds, 20 seconds, 30 seconds, something that's super funny. We love funny. Funny is real. Funny works in just about every industry. The only one I can think of that it might not work in is maybe funeral homes. I don't know how you make that funny. And there might be a few others that you don't make funny. But the rest of it, like everything else, I mean, even the more ironic it is to be funny, the better, right? So what I want you to do is give this some thought. A short video, 15 seconds to 1 minute. A funny video, and that's the video you're going to come out with. That is the video that's going to say, hey, it's not just videos on this page, but it's my videos too that people like. Now, if you're like, Shalene, I don't know how to be funny, and when I try to, my kids say I look like a dork. Well, number one, don't listen to your kids. Number two, may I suggest Dub Smash? Yeah, this has been like the godsend for people who are like, I'm not funny. I don't know how to make a funny video. The reason why Dub Smash works is because it's just inherently funny. The difficult part will be you trying to find a Dub Smash audio that doesn't have profanity in it. Dub Smash is an app. It's a video app that loads up music or dialogue or dialect or interesting, funny little Vine videos, but you're just getting the audio, right? And then what it does is it pulls up a video of you and you lip sync to the video audio. And that can be a song or a scene from a movie. And well, it's pretty funny. It can be really funny if you're not afraid to go into character and, well, you know, kind of make a fool out of yourself. If you would like to see some examples of this, well, be my guest. Go to my Facebook wall and you'll see. I am, many would say, fully addicted to Dub Smash. It's great. But one of the most successful videos I've shared this month is one of my son, Brock. He's a junior in high school, and it's a video of him asking his girlfriend to homecoming. Now, his girlfriend is obsessed with Beyonce, and she's pretty much a professional dancer. She's just this amazingly gifted dancer. My son is the quarterback. So you got the picture? He decides to dress up like Beyonce from the video Single Ladies. And yeah, like white tights, black leotard, you got the picture. And it's a pretty funny video. I mean, I thought it was humorous. I didn't think it would get millions of views, but it did. But here's the other really cool part about it is I have a few friends who are like, Shalene, I shared that video to my page and my own engagement skyrocketed. That's really cool, and it's proof that if, in fact, you share a funny video, even if it's not yours, Facebook likes that, and your reach will go way up. I want to share with you another great testimonial from my friend Tiffany Lee Bymaster. Now, at the time that she started, quote, priming her Facebook page for video, she had about 6,000 fans or 6,000 likes on her page, and she just started doing this practice of once a day posting a great video. In the beginning, her reach was really low, but after about a week of doing this, her reach climbed to, get this, 600,000 on a page that only has 6,000 likes. Isn't that crazy? Then just a few days later, she was already up to almost 1 million. By the end of the second week, her reach was up to 2.2 million. her like page only has 6,000 fans on it. But she was getting her reach and at this point, in fact, just before I went to record this, her reach was up to 5 million. That's crazy. You can check out her page. It is Tiffany Lee Bymaster, B-Y as in Yankee, Master, M-A-S-T-E-R, Tiffany Lee Bymaster. You can check out her page. So pretty cool. This stuff works. Give it a try. Let me know what you think. Let me know how it goes. I've been hearing great stuff from people who have given this a try, and I'd love to know if it works for you. You can update me by leaving your message by going to shalenejohnson.com/AskShalene. As always, my promise to you is to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. So that's it. We are done. This episode of Build Your Tribe is sponsored by Get IG Impact. I offer free webinars to teach you how to use Instagram to build your email list. Please be sure to visit by going to getigimpact.com.